Oh, hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of our Happy New Year edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon, upper right hand corner. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on the Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. So it is time what we would normally be welcoming Laura, and okay, we get to do that. It just took us a little while to track her down, and we are going to get back to our interviews now and head into Seattle and welcome the founder and chief cook and bottle washer of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Laura Cook is here. Good morning and happy new year, Laura.
Good morning, Martha.
Yeah, I just sent you an email. I don't know if you got that or whether you remembered and called in. At any rate, how are you doing in the first day of the new year here?
Oh, goodness.
Overwhelmed already?
Yes. Yes, it's been extremely busy, and today is going to be no different, unfortunately. Just keeps going.
All right. So for anyone that doesn't know, and those that are just joining us, give us a lowdown on what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is all about.
We do street outreach. So we go to the homeless encampments, RVs, cars, etc. And we provide pet food, supplies, emergency vet care, including spay and neuter. We do boarding and fostering for people that want to go to work or start drug treatment, and then we do rescue on top of everything that's going on. So if someone's not able to keep their animal with them, then we will take on the dogs and place them for adoption, and one of our cat partners will take on the cats.
Wonderful. So, I mean, you really cover so many bases.
Yes. It's definitely a lot.
Yeah. Well, there is such a need. As far as I know, the homeless population in Seattle is not improving. It's just growing.
Right.
Is that what that you would say?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing, is more and more of a need. And unfortunately, you know, they've done a lot of touting about, you know, having money and doing more housing, you know, more tiny villages, et cetera. And unfortunately, more people come thinking that they would be able to get housing quicker here in Seattle than they would in more outlying areas. And, you know, it's just
that's
not
the case yet. I mean, I think there's a lot of, you know, wishful thinking and good thoughts that they would like to provide a lot more low cost, you know, housing and so forth. But, you know, the city's still in the process of getting that all together.
Right.
And in the meantime, these, you know, there's such a huge homeless population, and a lot of them live with animals.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I think there's one side that might say, well, they just shouldn't have animals because can't afford them. But on the other hand, you know, if you open your heart and you put yourself in that position of being homeless, I mean, I really had a lot of thoughts about homeless people over these last few weeks of time when we had such extreme weather temperatures and the wind chill factors and the ice and stuff. And I just, you know, having not been in that position, it's really hard to imagine what it would be like. And I really couldn't fathom what it would be like to have to live outside in those conditions. And my gosh, our animals are a little better at tolerating it than us. They have a higher body temperature than we do, but, you know, they suffer too. But
right,
the companionship of those animals is sometimes, that's all that these people might have. And life may not be worth living to them except that they have their animal companions. And, you know, so they continue to put one foot in front of the other, you know, because of their animals. And I just couldn't imagine them not being able to have the comfort of an animal and the companionship of an animal. And so that's where you come in, is to help them care for these animals.
Right.
And I think it's just people, such important. Go ahead.
A lot of people have animals, you know, prior to becoming homeless. And
yeah,
you know, having been through that experience myself, I understand what it's like to, one, have these precious animals at my feet and having no home for them. It's devastating.
And that's, folks, if you don't know, see, Laura and her family were homeless at one point, but Laura pulled her family up and got out of that situation. But instead of taking her dolls and dishes and heading on to a new life, Laura stayed and wanted to pay it backwards and forwards. And she now pays it inside out, upside down and backwards with all the work that she does. But it is helping to take care of that community. And I know some of the people that help you, you know, start out by being homeless people that you help, and then they get their life together, but then continue to help you with the work that you're doing. So you certainly are making some wonderful progress, and gosh, you know, and you get out there and bring supplies for all the animals, but also for the humans as well.
Yes.
And you just basically serve the greater Seattle area, right?
Right.
And then I know you have, is it on Mondays that you guys are at the food bank?
Yes, Mondays we're at the Northwest Harvest Soto Food Bank from 4 to 7. And there we help people, that whether they're homeless or housed, with pet food supplies and spay and neuter. And so, you know, we see a great need there as well. And it just doesn't stop. You know, everybody's having a hard time, homeless or housed, but, you know, people that are homeless, we're just seeing such a need. And during this rain and snow, and it's so cold, and it's just, I've been out there, so I know what it's like, you know, to be outside and homeless throughout the winter months. But, you know, it just breaks my heart to, I have a home to go home to at the end of the day, but it's still so difficult to see all the time.
I frankly, Laura, I don't know how you do it, that you live in that and you are walking through that all the time. I mean, I had a challenging time just handling the energy, just thinking about homeless people and having to deal with the weather conditions that I was having to deal with. And yet, yeah, I didn't have power. So I was cold and my animals were cold and the house was cold and I was pretty miserable. But all I had to do to snap myself out of that is imagine what it would be like if I didn't have a home and I wasn't dry and I couldn't throw on extra blankets and stuff and that we could and that we could curl up together. And, you know, that, of course, snapped me right out of my stuff and put me back into being able to be grateful for what I did have. But I just find it so hard to fathom. And I was just thinking, you know, we think that, okay, so you provide food and some supplies for a homeless person with their animal. Well, it isn't a one-time deal. The animals have to keep eating. And when you're in a homeless, they can't carry around a 40-pound bag of dog food with them. I mean, I don't know how you do it because you're constantly having to supply the animals with regular food. And that requires a constant supply of you getting it. So, you know, folks, if you're listening, you know, I'm recommending that as a New Year's resolution, you resolve and you do it to make a regular monthly donation to at least one of our shelters and rescues. If you can only pick one, this is it, Seattle Dogs. I mean, Laura needs so much help, and not only food, and supplies and litter and treats and leashes and collars and coats. But she also, they provide tents and coats and sleeping bags and stuff for humans. And all of this, you know, has to be paid for. And of course, they do emergency veterinary care, which is done through Greenwood Animal Hospital in the Greenwood area. But they still have to pay for those veterinary expenses. So if you want to help, you could help pay the veterinary costs because you can just call Greenwood Animal Hospital and donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Fund. If you want to do that directly, or you can just donate money directly to Seattle Dogs, or supplies. And, you still have some locations where people can drop off supplies for you, Laura?
Yeah, they can, drop off things at, a Dog's Dream pet store. They have a location in Georgetown and White Center. Mm-hmm. And then we can always meet up with somebody, or they can, you know, give us a call and meet up with us at Northwest Harvest on Mondays from 4 to 7. So, you know, not too many locations to drop off, but we're always willing to meet.
Right. So before we end our conversation, we'll give you all the contact information. We can do it now. Actually, we probably should do that before we do advertising, so we can do it a couple of times. But Laura Cook is the in charge person, and you can contact Seattle Dogs through their website. And that's seattledogs.info. Is that correct?
Yes.
Seattledogs.info is the website. And so you can learn about them on the website, but you can also make a donation through the website. And then if you have supplies that you'd like to donate, Laura has told you about the locations where you could drop off or could rendezvous with them at Northwest Harvest on Mondays. But if that isn't possible, then you could give Laura a call. And by the way, Nathan says your voicemail is full.
It's always so, full. I no sooner clear that out than there it is again.
Yeah. So just letting you know.
Yes.
Anyway, but you can call Laura. And why don't you give us your phone number?
206-519-1697.
So 206-519-1697. You can call Laura and say, hey, you know, I got dog food or cat food or whatever in terms of supplies. And she can arrange a rendezvous with you, you know, to get the supplies and so forth. And then obviously, if you'd like to volunteer and help Laura, you know, deliver stuff and do what they do, I'm sure she would be happy for that help as well. And of course, I'm hoping, unfortunately, we went through 2022, another year, and we still haven't found you a van or a pickup truck with a canopy. I just know there's got to be someone out there with a used van or pickup with a canopy that's in good working order and are willing to donate to the cause. And of course, they are a 501c3 nonprofit, so it's totally tax deductible. But we need to really beat the bushes, everybody, and find Laura a van or a truck to make it easier to make these deliveries and collect supplies and all that sort of stuff. So I'm making that a New Year's resolution. Let's Divine Mother. Let's do this. I'm doing this. All right. This is official Divine Mother. I don't know why I didn't do this before. All right, Divine Mother. I've washed out. We've been beating the bushes for years and we still don't have a van or a truck for Seattle Dogs Homeless and Laura Cook. I am officially turning it over to you right now. Please find Laura the van or the truck that she needs. Bring it through me, bring it through Animal World to Laura, whatever, get it to her. We will pay attention and follow your guidance, but I'm now officially turning it over to you. We'll wait for your action. All right, Laura, pay attention if you get any intuitive hits.
Yes.
Follow up on them.
Sure.
Let's all pay attention, because who knows who Divine Mother will send this truck or van through to get it to Laura. But I know it will come now, because I've never done that before, and we just did it officially. So I know it's going to happen. Let's make it happen. All right. Let's set for a moment and take care of advertisers. We will continue and follow up with Laura one more time before we continue and go to the human animal stuff with Ananda. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Give
your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
I don't want him to stop. This is the last time. Well, we got one more time to hear a little bumper jingle, cats. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. So check them out, newprosupplements.com. And then Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, and personal awareness coach. And remember her book review class every other Thursday starts this Thursday, January 5th. You can go to Natasha at angelicclarifications.com. You can email her at that address to sign up for the class, or you can call her at 360-770-782. I better check just to be sure I have the phone number correctly. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And hey, Nathan, guess what?
Yes, ma'am.
Blue sky and sunshine.
I'm taking a look over here, and I think just right above the building, it's starting to peek out just a little bit.
Oh, and I said a whole flock of little birds. Wow. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous here right now. Blue sky and sunshine. And, before, you know, now I had a suspicion, and I just checked to be sure because I remembered last night. A lot of the reasons were snafu's communication's not going so well. Well, guess what? Mercury's in retrograde again, and it started December 29th. And so Mercury's in retrograde until January 18th. So write in pencil on your calendars. Be prepared for change. And if anything's going to break mechanically or digital, anything that could break, we'll do it during a retrograde. So just be prepared. All righty. Let's get back and check in one more time with Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Laura, I hope the sunshine comes out in your neighborhood soon. It's bright and sunny and absolutely gorgeous all of a sudden up here. So I'm taking that a good sign that Divine Mother's taking over the search for the van and the truck, and we're going to have you one this year.
Oh, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So let's all think good thoughts. All right. So if you are interested in helping Laura out and all the homeless dogs and cats and whatevers in the Seattle area, and there are many that need your help, you can go to seattledogs.info is the website, and you can set up a donation through that site. You can also drop off supplies at the locations. What's the name of the store again?
A Dog's Dream.
Okay, A Dog's Dream store or Northwest Harvest on Mondays down in Georgetown?
Yes, from 4 to 7.
4 to 7. Or if you just want to talk to Laura, you want to volunteer, you want to talk to her directly to make a donation or to offer supplies, then she would be happy to rendezvous with you and work that out. So you just need to give her a call at 206-519-1697. 206-519-1697. All righty. So, anything else, Laura? You wanna say before we wrap up here?
Well, if you go, I did a podcast.
Oh,
and
wow!
You can hear a lot about me, my life, and they also did an interview with two of the people that we have helped with care and food. They're still currently homeless. But they did that as well, and it's at youknowmenow.com.
Oh, so this is a website.
Just
spell it out. Youknowmenow.com, did you say?
Yes.
Youknowmenow.com.
That was fun and emotional at the same time, and oh, my pictures are terrible, though, on the website. But the interview's good, and it tells a lot about, you know, me and what I've been through.
Well, I'm wondering, it looks like, Nathan, are you looking that up, Nathan? Are you able, did that address work?
Yeah, is it going to be the first or most recent publication titled A Dog's Best Friend? Is that the one we're looking at?
Yes.
Okay. So it's the first one that's listed there, Nathan, and it's titled A Dog's Best Friend?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So I know we've talked about your background and your life here and there on the show, but probably, you know, not as extensive as this interview and so forth. So that's great. I've made a note of it. I'm gonna go and check it out. So everybody check it out. youknowmenow.com, and it's the first listing there.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for all your good work, and I'm hoping that Mother Nature is a little kinder to us for the next few months, and that maybe we paid our dues on snow and ice and all of that and storms in December. So I'm thinking good thoughts, but you do your best to stay warm and dry, and I look forward to talking to you the first Sunday of February.
Oh, thank you so much, Martha. I just appreciate you guys so much.
Well, we love you too. God bless, Laura. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Nathan, we have to work really hard. We got to find that girl a truck or a van. It's just amazing, and she does what she does, and I bet that interview and the story is really incredible. So let's all go and listen to it. It'll give you a lot more empathy for what's going on, and maybe inspire you to donate. That's a great New Year's resolution. Let's all help Laura. All righty then. I think it is time to change hats here, or boats in midstream, and we're going to address the human animal. And I'm told, I heard a rumor, Nathan, that we are going to be visited by the future.
Oh, really?
So we're going to the future. And one of my favorite guests to talk to from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And yes, I got to see her on Christmas Eve, and we had the biggest hug, and it was so wonderful. And so welcome back to Animal World, Sita Toko. Good morning, Sita. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And you're coming to us from the future?
I am coming to you from the future by 3 hours.
So where are you?
I'm in Michigan.
Okay. So now are you in Michigan or are you working? Are you with family on vacation for the holidays or what's going on?
I'm on a holiday with family, visiting family for Christmas.
Are you from Michigan originally?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
So learn something. So what's going on in the future in Michigan? What's the weather doing back there?
Well, as we say in Michigan, or as they say, if you don't like the weather, wait an hour. So a few days ago, it was 22, and I went for a walk in the snow, and then it got to in the 50s, and then I went for a walk in the rain. So
so it's all over the place, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, that warm weather is very unusual for Michigan at this time of year, but, you know, everybody's weather seems to be a little bit unpredictable, perhaps, these days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been crazy around here, too, and mm-hmm. and major degree swings. So I'm glad you're joining family, and I just have to say it was just so fun to see in person on Christmas Eve. And what a wonderful service it was! It was so nice to be back in the sanctuary in the temple.
Yeah, it was good to see you too. I was looking down, and I saw these gold sparkly boots walk by, and then I looked up. I'm like, those are Martha's sparkly feet.
Yeah, my Christmas boots. Yeah, my only excuse to wear my glittered boots is for Christmas and celebration. So yeah, it was just wonderful to see y'all. So anyway, you're back in Michigan visiting family, but you will return here, I'm sure, sometime soon. And all kinds of stuff going on at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, both at Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall and the farm. So where shall we start? What's going on that we need to talk about?
Well, January is traditionally a big kickoff month for Ananda with, I'll just briefly say what they are, and maybe you can pick what sounds fun to talk about. We have
Great.
Yoga teacher training starting this month, and we have the most popular course, which is the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, that starts this month, and then we'll be bringing back the meditation group that meets weekly. And then we have a new course starting this month too. It's an 8-week course in meditation. So those are sort of the big offerings. And then of course, you know, the yoga classes stay going. So, but those are the fun ones to kick off.
All right. Yeah. A lot of going on, and then some special celebrations too, in the beginning of the month, because it's Yogananda's birthday celebration comes up soon. Does it not?
It does. His birthday is this Thursday. There'll be a special program in the evening, both in person and online. And then next Sunday for Sunday service, there'll be a special celebratory service. And then afterwards is a catered Indian food banquet to honor his birthday. It's open to everyone. We just need reservations and payment before Sunday so we can reserve a spot for folks.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And yeah, you're right. January is a big month for Ananda, and the kickoffs of two of the biggest and most popular, classes that are done. The yoga teacher training is phenomenal course. And now you are a yoga teacher for Ananda, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this class is described as yoga teacher training. And if one wants to become a teacher of yoga, this is the course you'd want to go through. But I think I know that a lot of people take this course not because they intend to want to teach it. They just want to deepen their own yoga practices and learn more on that level. Is that true?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I would say more people don't teach than do. And people come because they know they want to teach. They know they don't want to teach. They're not sure if they want to teach. But I think a lot of people talk to people who have graduated from the program and know how life-changing it is. And so I'd like that you've just expanded it past. It's more for than just wanting to teach.
Yeah, it's not just because you want to be a yoga teacher. Sometimes you just, you just want to learn more about Ananda Yoga and deepening your practice, or you just don't know yet. But it's a longer course. It's not like one class and done. So when does it start and how long does it last, sort of thing?
So it starts Thursday, January 19th, and it starts the same day as Raja because the Raja course is included in the program. It sort of offers the foundation for the teaching. And it's 200 hours as required by Yoga Alliance to get your certification, but we've shortened it. It used to be held over a 6-month period, and this is the first time we're offering it in a 3-month period.
Oh, okay.
So it just makes it more doable for a lot of people who don't have that much time to commit. It's every other weekend, and then the team has put together a fabulous set of online supplemental information, and you can do this. It's better to do it in person, but you can do it online if you don't live in the area.
All right, wonderful. And then we have, the other big class, and I think the most popular would be the Art and Science of Raja Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the same, starts the same time and on the same night as the yoga teacher training?
That's right, because yoga teacher trainees take the Raja course as part of the package.
And I have to say, if you're not familiar with my path, the Raja yoga class that we're talking about, that's where I started with Ananda. Because me and my friend Krista came to Ananda because we wanted to learn Kriya yoga, which is a version of yoga that escalates your spiritual path and moving forward on a spiritual path. And so we wanted to learn the Kriya yoga. Well, at Ananda, you start with the Raja yoga and Hatha yoga training, and you work up to then being able to take the Kriya yoga. So that's where we started. It's a phenomenal class. And I've taken it twice. And who's teaching all this stuff this time around?
Morley and I will be leading the Raja course again.
Oh, wonderful. So, and the yoga teacher training as well?
That is a team. Lynn Steele is now the head of the yoga teacher training program, along with a team that has Christina and Deborah and Nancy and Morley as well.
Okay, so all of them doing the yoga. And then Dr. Morley, of course, he's our doctor of yoga. Dr. Morley, and you are going to be doing the Raja course?
Yes, that's right.
Ooh. Well, and I'd say anything that Morley and Sita are teaching you guys is going to be phenomenal. And so you definitely, if you've been thinking about maybe doing this, now would be the time to do it. What's the best way to sign up for these classes?
To go online or to call the temple. And I'll just say that the Art and Science of Raja Yoga has a Hatha Yoga posture component and then the Raja component, which is more meditation, yoga philosophy, Vedanta, Eightfold Path. If Hatha yoga isn't your thing, you don't have to take that part. You can just do the Raja yoga. So, as wonderful as Hatha yoga and yoga postures are for many of us, it's not required to do Raja or Kriya. And so I just want to put that out there.
Well, that's important because that was made it work for me and my friend when we started, because we just did the Raja portion. We did not do the Hatha yoga or the physical yoga because my friend didn't want to do that. So we just did the Raja portion, but then I took it a second time and I did the physical yoga part with that, the Hatha yoga part with that. So, but you don't need the physical yoga to do the Raja yoga and to get prepared for learning the Kriya yoga.
No,
so
if you can do it, it's wonderful. And it's just,
yeah, absolutely.
Because why was yoga brought about was to prepare the body and mind for meditation, but there are other ways to do that. As well as if you have body limitations or it just doesn't interest you.
All righty. So we're going to take care of our advertisers now for the last time in this show. And then we'll come back and talk about the meditation group that's starting up again weekly and the 8-week course in meditation, because maybe you don't want to do the whole Raja thing and stuff. Well, this is another. Well, we'll talk about that too. And Sita's a meditation teacher at Ananda, so she knows the drill. So we'll find out all about that stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Straight ahead after the Jingle Cats and our advertisers, of course, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now,
this is Sue Rose Minahan wishing you a happy new year and inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, January 1 on New Year's Day at 1 o'clock Pacific Time for 2023 Dynamic Thresholds, featuring Planet Buzz special guest, the mega global astrologer Rick Levine. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, New Year's Day, January 1st at 1 o'clock on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you.
them so much. That's the last Jingle Cats holiday version for the rest of the year until we get to the holidays again. I love you, Jingle Cats, Jingle Dogs. Thank you, Mike Spalla, for creating them and doing all of that for us and sharing them with us and letting us use them for all these years on Animal World. I love you, Jingle Cats and Dogs. And I love hearing your stories when you turn them on and your cats and dogs hear the Jingle Cats and Dogs and go crazy. Anyway, hey, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Happy New Year. And we are rounding out this New Year's Day on a high level spiritually with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. My guest, Sita Toko from the Ananda Institute, is calling from the future. She's out in Michigan with family, and sounds like the weather's about the same. Sometimes it's snowing, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's unusually warm. So doesn't sound like it's much different there than here. Anyway, Sita, welcome back. And let's see, we were talking about, the Raja Yoga and Hatha Yoga coming up and the yoga teacher training. But and maybe people don't know that they're serious enough about meditation and so forth to do the full Raja deal and so forth. But you say there's an 8-week course in meditation coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes. So starting on Tuesday, January 24th in the evening, both online and in person, people can do, it's a new course. It's called A Course in Meditation. It's led by Robin Mattis. And this is for people who have no meditation experience or want a refresher or perhaps just want to see what the meditation practices are like at Ananda.
Yeah, so this would be a great place if you've said, maybe that's your New Year's resolution is learn to meditate or spend more time meditating. This would be a great way. And this is a new course that Ananda is starting. It sounds wonderful to me. So it's 8 weeks.
Sorry.
It's 8 weeks long. And
it
once
is.
A week,
do
it in person or online?
4 weeks, but
In person or online.
In person or online.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I know Robin. Robin is great. Then you said there's the meditation weekly group. You said that's starting up again. So tell us about that.
So in a couple of Tuesdays, we'll bring the weekly meditation group back. It's 1 hour. We meet online only for this group. It's on Tuesday mornings. I lead this group, and it's appropriate for everyone, whether people have meditation experience or no meditation experience. We do a guided meditation every week, and it's, if you're brand new, I mean, it's just right there for you. And then each week we have a topic to dive into with meditation. And people can bring their questions. And really, it's hard to stay inspired to meditate, and it's easy to lose our inspiration. But when we know we're going to meet with this group of wonderful people every week, we're going to, weekly be re-inspired. We're going to get our questions answered. And it's just, people make really wonderful friendships in this course as well and just kind of cheer each other on. And so that's another option if you're new to meditation.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful and a great way to maintain your inspiration to keep going. And so this begins on January 24th.
That's the 8-week course.
That's the 8-week. I'm sorry. I'm writing down on the wrong. So this is going to be on Tuesday mornings.
Right.
And at what time on Tuesday?
10:30 to 11:30.
Ah, okay. And when does this begin?
January 10th.
Ah, okay. So January 10th, 10:30 to 11:30. And you say it's online only.
Online only, and it is by donation.
Ah, okay. And do we access it Facebook Live, or do we go through the website, or how do we access the online
right
class?
It's not live streamed, so it's through Zoom, and so you just go to the website, sign up for the course, and I'll send the Zoom link And you can come as many Tuesdays as you'd like to or not. It's not
like, gotcha. So we go to AnandaWashington.org?
That's right. And we just go to the meditation class. And you're right there. Just put your name and email, and I will send you the visit link.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, because so some events and some classes are streamed live on the website, but they're also streamed through Facebook Live. And I have just found, you know, with my old computer, I always did the Facebook Live for service because it worked better on my computer. Now I have my new one. I don't know which one will work as well, but the Facebook Live for services is really wonderful. But so you want to go to the website though, to get the calendar of events and everything coming up. And that's, I think both AnandaWashington.org works. I think AnandaWA.org works as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get all the information for all the classes, and you can find the yoga teacher training, the Raja Yoga. There'll be information about the Tuesday morning meditation group, also the 8-week course in meditation, and gosh, there's just a plethora of things to choose from. You could also check out the special celebrations going on this coming week for Master's birthday. And I think you said there's something special going on Thursday for Master's birthday, right?
That's right. It's in the evening. And
okay. Yeah, I need to know for my own personal so I can join. So this is going to be Thursday evening at what time?
I'm going to say 7 to 8:30, but I'm going to.
You're checking on that. Okay. Is this going to be in person and online?
Yes. Yeah.
And so in person would be at the Blue Lotus Temple?
Yes, and it's 7 to 8 p.m.
Okay, 7 to 8 p.m. this coming Thursday, January 5th, which is in fact Paramahansa Yogananda's birthday. It's January 5th. So
right.
This is celebrating on his birthday, 7 to 8 p.m. You can enjoy the wonders of the sanctuary at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell and go in person, or you can join online. Would this be a Zoom? I don't think so. This would probably be a live stream on the website or Facebook, or where will it be online? Do you know?
Both. It'll be on Facebook and the homepage.
Ah, wonderful. Okay. Because I don't know that I can get there in person, but I will definitely online. I'm so glad when it's offered both ways. All righty. So I think we have covered all the bases, Sita. Is there anything else in this new year that you want to share with us before we wrap up?
No, I think sometimes people... I just said no, and then I started to talk.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I just want to offer that if you go to our page on YouTube, it's Ananda Washington. Oh. You have access to talks by Yogananda, Swami Kriyananda, Ala Murali storytelling, guided meditations, chants, previous programs. So if you're looking for inspiration or a guided meditation, if that's kind of been your goal to learn to meditate more, then do check out the YouTube page. It's free. It's a wonderful resource. You can do it whenever you want.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you mentioned this. Now, so we go to YouTube, and what do we type in to get there?
Ananda Washington.
That's all you have to do. Okay. So you go to YouTube and Ananda Washington. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of free YouTubes. Well, and you know, Morley is the greatest storyteller on the planet. I could listen to him read the phone book. So, okay, I'm even going to check that out. I didn't even realize that was there. Sita, have a wonderful visit and beginning of the new year with your family. I look forward to seeing you again when you're back out here. And happy new year to you. And you or someone else will chat with me again the first Sunday of February.
Happy new year. Thank you.
Happy new year, Sita. Thanks so much. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, Nathan. Looks like we have wrapped up the first show of 2023 and Mercury in retrograde.